Hello, welcome back to another episode of Talk Mode. And you know I like getting into my books, so today we're back with another book review, but with less of the stuffy analysis, but more real talk. Today we're tackling a bestseller that kind of like a self-help book, but with an attitude. It's called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck by Mark Manson. Now, before you judge it by the title, I'd like to tell you that this book tells you it's okay to not be okay, to stop chasing unrealistic happiness, and to embrace the messy and imperfect journey that is life. So, the question is Manson's Subtle Art just a fancy way of saying don't care about anything? Hell no. He argues that giving a fuck about the right things, like your values, relationships, and personal growth, is crucial. But the key is to stop giving a fuck about things that don't matter, such as societal expectations, other people's opinions, and the pressure to be perfect. Now, I know we all go through this a little bit. You know, like a few episodes ago, I talked about hitting my mid-30s and just getting to that age, and there's a lot of expectations associated with that. Everyone thinks, you should be settled, and yeah, you should be on your way to having a house, or have already bought a house, you should be having kids, you should be married, you should be doing this and that and this. And it's even worse when you come from different ethnic minorities. There's more pressure on you from the parents, and not to say there isn't in any other cultures, but as cultures have certain different pressures, different requirements, things that you need to be achieving, it's madness, absolute madness. And Manson is just basically saying, stop giving a fuck about all these extra things, so much so that they take over the things that you should give a fuck about. Now, Manson's writing is like a witty friend, giving you a much needed reality check. He uses humour, personal anecdotes, and even a healthy dose of profanity to make his points. My kind of guy. He doesn't sugarcoat things, but he does beat you down. He doesn't beat you down either. He encourages you to embrace your struggles, accept your limitations, and find the meaning in the midst of all this chaos. And it is bloody chaos, ain't it? Between work, family, your significant other, your friends, your own hobbies, there's barely any time to think about anything. We barely get a chance to stop and really understand or, you know, navigate through the things we give a fuck about, you know? How do you know how much fuck to give about one thing versus another thing and prioritize what's important to you? It's hard to do that. There's a lot of pressure from every aspect of your life, and that kind of drowns out the things sometimes that are really important to you. Now, here's some things that I really loved about the book. It is refreshingly honest. No more toxic positivity that you find in some books. Manson acknowledges the sucky parts of life. He helps you navigate them with a healthy dose of humour and realism. It's actionable. The book doesn't just tell you to change your mindset. It gives you some practical tools and exercises to help you actually do it. And finally, it's really relatable. We all struggle with giving too much of a fuck about things that really don't matter. Manson's stories and examples resonate with anyone who's ever felt lost or overwhelmed with the expectations in life. Now, would I say this book is perfect? Nah. Some people might find the humour a bit too crass, and the language, all the swearing profanity, might not be for everyone. But that's part of the charm of this book. It's a book that doesn't shy away from being real, even if it makes you feel a little bit uncomfortable. So do I recommend it? Should you read it? Well, yeah. If you're looking for a self-help book that's different, thought-provoking, and even a little bit funny, then absolutely. Just be prepared to have your expectations challenged and maybe even swear a little more than usual. So where does it fall on my 5-point scale? Well, for me, it's a solid 4. It's a great book. There's some really, really useful points in there, some actionable things, and I don't mind the profanity, to be honest. You know, I like that kind of style. Remember, giving a fuck about the right things is important, but don't waste your precious mental energy on the stuff that doesn't matter. Give this book a read, see if it helps you figure out what truly matters to you, and until next time, keep on reading, keep on questioning, and keep on giving a fuck about the right things. Take care, guys. Goodbye.